Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
I'm Emily Winter, a writer, comedian, and your host of Comedians with Ghost Stories. Today on the podcast, Anne Van Epps. Welcome, Anne.
Oh, we're starting.
We're starting. Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, great.
So I'm so excited to hear your ghost story. Where does it take place? It
takes place in Savannah, Georgia, which is the most haunted city in America.
Yes, I have heard this. I've never been, and I really want to go. Take it away.
Okay.
When does it happen?
Well, I actually moved from Savannah to New York last summer, and I had been there for 5 years, and I have had so many ghost experiences. But when I went back, I guess it was winter of 2018, I just stayed briefly with my friend, and he had just moved into this house, mm-hmm. and this house is like blue. And it's really spooky looking on the outside, but in Savannah, that's like super normal.
Like a dark blue?
No.
It's like a bright blue?
Maybe like a French blue, I guess.
Okay.
And it's like this two-story house, and you would think because of the color, it would be like inviting, and yeah. It's like totally not. It's like super spooky, and there's like, I mean, all over Savannah, there's oak trees with like the hanging moss, but it was just like all over it. And I just, and there's like this really big porch, and I was just like, as soon as I entered, I was like, whoa, like there's something here. Because in Savannah, I don't know, I think I know that some people are more aware of ghosts, or like they feel something. Mm-hmm. So my friend, actually, he get flashes of, like, if there's a presence in a house, he'll get flashes of who it is, or like pieces about them, or he'll feel them there.
Wow.
So at another place that I subletted from someone, like the first day I was there, he was like, he just instantly said to me, he's like, there are two men that lived here before. And because it was this railroad style house, and they used to build those for workers that were in the steel, it was like a steel plant or something nearby. And so they built them just for that. And he said, yeah, there's two men that live here, like that's in quotes, because they're spirits. And they're just really happy that you're here.
Oh,
and that, because my roommate was a woman too, he's like, he likes watching you guys. And I'm like, that is so scary. But
oh
you,
my God, yeah. Gross. I yeah. always think about that. Like, are they watching a shower?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know if he means in that sense. But actually, at this same place, there's two fireplaces, and one of them isn't real. And I thought maybe they just renovated it and filled it in, mm-hmm. but it turns out that it's always been a false fireplace. And it's actually, when they used to make moonshine and stuff, mm-hmm. they would use the top of it would be empty, and they'd fill it with moonshine because it was like illegal.
Cool.
Yeah. And then if you go into the attic at this place, there's an attic, and it's kind of spooky because there was a fire there, and so everything was like covered in soot. But there's no top of the fireplace, and it's because it's false.
Wow.
So I thought that was really cool.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So why did your friend move into a house that you felt negative about, if he is even more of a sensitive than you are?
I think he just got a deal on it. So.
Okay, he was like, I'm going to just take it.
And he found out about it through friends or something. So when he told me that he was moving in, but I thought he was settled. And when I got to Savannah, there was like no furniture. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is really weird. Like there was a bed in each of the rooms, and that was basically all the furniture. Mm-hmm. So the thing about ghosts, or I should just call them spirits, because their energy basically is what mm-hmm. they are referred to. But when there's a change in a space, that's when you're going to have the most amount of ghost activity. I just said ghost again, but whatever, it's fine. And it's because they're like adjusting to it or something.
To the change.
Yeah. And so, and then after a while, once your stuff is in there and they're used to it, then everything's settled, and then you have less experiences.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So
disrupting them.
Yeah. So, so I was like really excited, because I like had, he let me like store some of my stuff there, and I had a place to stay for a couple months to figure out my life or whatever. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I felt it felt weird, like a little spooky, as I said, but I'm so you could just get used to it there because everything looks spooky. So mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, just another whatever, it's fine. And then, and I really liked my room, but that night when I laid down, I stared at the ceiling, and on the ceiling there was this giant stain. And I guess it's like mold from like leakage, but like every night, like it just looked like it was not alive, but just like pulsating, or there was like, it was changing. Yeah,
was exactly. Did it appear, or was it was always there?
It was always there, but okay. I didn't notice it
but
until
it was sort of like,
it just seems like, I want to say alive.
Uh-huh.
But it would just grow, it was like growing almost, and I was like, is there a leak upstairs, of a water leak or something? Mm-hmm. And he said he didn't know, but it was just weird because it was just in that spot. So the landlord came and he spray painted it. That was his
Come
way
on.
To solve it. So it was like white, but then of course it started to happen again. And then this is another weird thing that happened. Again, only above my room.
Mm-hmm.
It's really scary.
I'm so excited. So what is above your room?
So
at this point?
It's a two-story house, and the top floor was just empty. There was nothing
attic?
Up there. No, it was like
nothing.
A second floor.
Oh.
And it was supposed to be an apartment, but they didn't use it.
Okay.
And like when I asked about it, nobody could really tell me any information.
So there's not even like water being turned on or anything
no.
happening. Okay.
No. So I started to hear these really weird noises late at night, and they were only in, you could only hear them in like above me. And I'm like, there's something going on up there. Uh-huh. And it just sounded like scratching, and like, it really sounded like there was a person up there doing something, but and then I would just sit up and be like, oh my God, I thought that there was an intruder or something. And I went into his room and I woke him up, and he was like mad at me, and he's like, Anne, there's nobody. And I'm like, there has to be somebody up there, 'cause it's like really loud. Like you can come in and listen to it. And he came in, and then the sound wasn't there anymore. And I was like, oh my God, like I can't sleep in this room.
Yeah. You feel like you're going crazy.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. It was like, it's like the story, the yellow wallpaper with the girl mm-hmm. and she's staring in. So he went back, and I just was like, maybe whatever. Like, I don't think I'm going crazy. I'm not, you know, a empowered woman, whatever. But I was just like, this is freaking me out. So I went in the living room and slept. But then like the following night it happened again. And so this time when it happened, I just said, am I allowed to say the F word
yeah.
on this? I just said, fuck it. I'm so weird about curse words anyway. But, and I went outside, and I went outside and like tried to look into the
window
from, but there, so the house has a fence around it, so, and it's locked, it's like not like, and it's hard, it's a high fence that's wooden,
yeah,
and you can't see through it,
so this is a hard house to get into.
Yeah, going up there, it's difficult to get mm-hmm. up there. There's not like an immediate way to get there up mm-hmm. there. So I told, I was looking around, and there's nothing. You can't see in, I mean, you can see, and there's nothing in there. And I'm just like, it's just so weird. So I ended up talking to the landlord, and he went and looked.
Same guy that spray painted. I'm
yeah,
sure
yeah. And he was just like, yeah, I think some squirrels got in, and that's what it is. And I'm like, I guess, but it doesn't, I don't know. It's just still a mystery. So that's wow. like one thing that happened. But like, so that happened. And then the other thing is in the bedroom where I was in, like a lot of times when I would enter to go to sleep and it was dark, I would just feel someone in there with me.
Okay.
And I have a Persian cat. And Persian cats are really chill because that's how they're bred. And every time we would go in and I would feel something, she would like perk up and kind of start freaking out and meowing and stuff and
wow.
like making weird noises. And like, she never does that.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I talked to some of my friends, and I actually met this guy who cleanses spirits from homes for a living. Mm-hmm. And he told me that it would, like, it was expensive to do that. And I'm like, okay, well, is there like a quick fix thing?
You're like, I'm just here for 2 months.
Yeah. And he was like, you could just try yelling at them and tell them you want to sleep and you don't want them there. So I just started doing that before I would go to sleep. And it seemed to be working. It was like a, you know, but I'd have to do it all the time.
So every time, every night.
Yeah. Every time I'm like, I would just say, I need to get some sleep. Can you just leave me alone? But I would have to like yell it.
Okay.
So we did that.
And at this point, everything stops. Like the upstairs sound stop, the feeling of the presence stops when you yell.
Yeah. It's just like, it stops for a little bit so you can sleep. And then it continues the next day. Like it just happens again. So we actually did the sage where you light it and you go through the rooms and cleanse it and you basically tell them to leave while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also did there's a store called Cosmic Corners that sells. The thing is since I'm a comedian, I'm all these types of things I just want to make fun of. And mm-hmm. then, but I'm also doing them because mm-hmm. it's like proven. But yeah, there's this little store on the corner that's like, you would have no idea it was there. There's no sign.
Okay.
It's really tiny because gemstones are tiny, I guess. And then, like, when I first walked in, I was like, is this right? Because I'm like, I feel like I'm in a closet. And there wasn't a person in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then there's, like, this curtain, and then this person steps out. So I went there, and I bought, learned about gemstones, and I bought some different ones, and like put them around me before I went to sleep, which sounds crazy.
And did you feel that worked?
Yeah, it does. But it's also a short-term solution. I like all of these are short-term solutions.
So what I'm so interested in is like your friend is sensitive yet, and he got this good deal. He's not having any of these experiences?
Well, the thing was, after I left town, he's bipolar, and mm-hmm. so I wonder if, I was just thinking maybe has something to do with that. I don't know, like, but he said that he actually feels comfort from the ghosts, because if he's there by himself, because he likes to be around other people,
mm-hmm.
he feels comforted, and he's like, yeah, the ghost actually helped me today, because I almost set the house on fire, like, and I was like, what? And he said that he left water boiling on the stove for two, and then he like fell asleep or something, and then he felt someone wake him up.
Oh my God. So he's got a good relationship with these ghosts, but you were kind of freaked out by them, and we were not feeling a happy presence.
Yeah. And then the other thing is in the bathroom, I'd always, you mentioned that watching them take a shower, I always felt one when I was peeing.
That's so annoying.
I know. I'm like, yeah, we're both here together. This is what I look like peeing. Yeah. Here it is. Like, but I feel like I don't know this for sure because I didn't study the house, because in some of the houses, I took this architectural history class. It's really interesting class to take in Savannah, but you can figure out like parts of the house that were built at different time periods. So like mm-hmm. one house I lived in, it was built before water, like running water. And mm-hmm. so you can see like the add-ons that they did.
Cool.
Yeah. And so, but for this house, I'm not sure like if there was a toilet there before, and they're just curious, like, what's she doing in there? Or, you know, right, or if it's like pedophilia or whatever. Wait, I'm not a child, but you know, something like that. So, yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting. Yeah. So, did having this experience make you want to like leave sooner, or did you just stay out the 2 months?
Yeah, I actually went to the suburbs of Savannah, and I lived in my friend's mansion.
Whoa.
Slope, or what is it? Bragg, what's it called? Something Bragg, there's a word.
Oh, I don't know.
A trending word. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I went and lived with her instead, and it was pretty sweet.
That's cool.
I was like, awesome. I should have done this to begin with.
Oh my gosh. Do you have any other Savannah ghost experiences?
Yeah, I have like tons
of them. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Do you want to get into them?
Yeah. The apartment that I lived in for a while, I think I was there for 2.5 years, like before I moved in. So I worked for a realty company and I got to know the buildings really well. And so I always had FOMO about apartments.
Yes, yes.
And so if there was one open, I'd be like, can I just live there? And then I actually moved a bunch of times in a short period of time because I was just like wanted the best apartment, which sounds crazy, but I didn't have a ton of stuff. But so yeah, I got this one that was amazing. Like it had like really tall windows, mm-hmm. like 2-story tall windows.
Oh, gorgeous.
That looked out into the like this tree lined street, and then just really spacious. And they painted the floors black. They're wood. It's like cool. A really old house or mm-hmm. a really old building. And it was 2-bedroom, and it's crazy because it was like $900 a month, which is nothing. And that was like, I remember my boss was like, oh, I feel bad charging more because it used to be like $750. But they renovated it. So they had to add to it because I saw it before they renovated it and it was a shithole. But anyway, there was a guy that lived across the hall from this apartment. Him and his, I thought they were boyfriends, but they turned out to be business partners.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint, wink, wink. It's the South. People don't talk about it, but.
Oh, right. I didn't even think about that. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, they came in really upset to the realty office. And I'm like, hey guys, what's up? Do you like your new apartment? And they were like, or it was that they really wanted to live there. But they're like, we're going to have to move out because there's a spirit there and we just can't, like, it's just negative energy. We just don't want it there. And they're like, we need to find someone to come in, a professional to come in and do this for us. So we did. And
the realty, you guys paid for it?
I can't remember because that's not in my wheelhouse. I just like talked to my boss and she's like, oh, I know someone. But it's just, it's so funny because it's just so chill.
It's like so known.
Yeah.
Unlike everywhere else where if you came to your realtor and said, like in Brooklyn, if you came to your realtor and was like, my place is haunted, they would be like, I don't care. You're crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's realty management, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But also I found out that they're called hoodoo men. It's like an option instead of going to the doctor. We're pretty popular up through the 90s. So whoa. It's like not that far away. But, you know, you come in and you're like, oh, I have a cough. And they're like, here's this, I don't know,
root, herb or something.
Herb or root you take.
Yeah.
And you'll be good.
Amazing.
So, yeah. So I was with my boyfriend long-term boyfriend. So, anyway, we lived in this apartment, but we'd always make jokes about how the ghost just went across the hall to our place. Like, he got cleansed from their apartment.
And then popped came to over. So what happened to you guys?
Yeah. Just like, I mean, there were some things that were really creepy, but a lot of them were funny.
Like what?
So in the front room, I am a minimalist. I like having open spaces. I just like that look. And like, you can move, or you can do yoga and stuff and it's fun. So anyway, our living room was pretty bare and there's a fireplace, and in the corner to the right, it's right by the windows. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon every day, like clockwork. It would always smell like cigar smoke.
Cool.
Yeah. And
it's crazy because I would be terrified, but the way that you are about it, you're chill. So I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
But it's not hurting anyone and there's no actual smoke.
Right.
Like at the time there were no neighbors downstairs. Mm-hmm. It's only six apartments in the building. And the other thing was there are no vents going to that corner because that the AC was put in later.
Okay.
So that happened. And then, so we had a cat together, this big, fat cat named Munchkin. She weighed like 40 pounds.
What?
Yeah.
That's how much my dog weighs. My pit bull.
Like, she's just like a roly-poly bug with like these tiny 2-inch legs, like skinny legs pop out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, but I think there was a ghost cat there because like I'd be in the kitchen and out of the corner of my eye, I would see well, who I thought was Munchkin walking out of the room or walking in the room slowly, because that's her, how slow she walks. And I'd be like, Munchkin. And I'd look around and she's normally not fast, you know? And I would look around and like, because right after the kitchen, there's this really, really long hallway.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes she would run down it, but it makes a sound when she runs down it. And also I would be able to see her.
Do that.
Or even walking. And I just looked down the hall and there's like, she's not there. Yeah. I don't even know where she is. But at this place, an interesting thing was it was across the street from a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people that died in it had yellow fever.
Okay.
And another interesting thing was the cemetery, it's now a square.
Okay.
But when it was built on the outskirts of the city. So it was more sprawled and not geometric. And okay. So a lot of the, and they collected some of the, what is this called? The boxes that dead people are in.
Coffins.
Yeah. They collected some of them and put them in the cemetery, but some of them just under people's houses, you know.
Whoa. So your apartment could have easily been on.
Yeah. I mean, it's right. Graves. Yeah. I'm sure. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. They built this hotel across the street from the cemetery and they were digging and they found a cannonball and they found a baby's coffin that had bones in it.
So, whoa, that's really freaky.
Yeah. I do have more.
Oh, cool.
I
mean, if
you
want to hear, yeah,
it's just like tidbits. I like this because I could just tell you little things instead of, okay. So I worked at a bed and breakfast for mm-hmm. a little while and everybody there just was, they just would ignore. I worked there a week. I hated working there, but everybody that worked there was really in denial that there were ghosts.
Huh.
Which is really weird.
Yeah.
And when people, like, I think they just got tired of people coming who were interested in ghosts.
Yeah.
And being like, oh my gosh, I heard this place is haunted, da-da-da-da. And they'd be like, yeah, it's not. Or whatever. And I know that they're just saying that because they don't want to have this conversation again.
Right.
But it's kind of like Savannah is haunted, and if you're not into that part of it, maybe you shouldn't work at a bed and breakfast in the historic district. But so the bed and breakfast was, you have to be 18 to stay the night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, at certain time at night, it just sounds like there's kids in the hallway running around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. And you heard it?
Yeah. It's just,
did it freak you out?
I mean, after a while you just get used to it.
But you were only there for a week.
Well, I'm sure it was longer than that. It was just like not very long because I worked at another hotel and then sometimes I would work at the B&B and I just asked them
to not
have me work there. But the other thing was a close thing that happened was this freaked me out, which I'm pretty chill.
Yeah.
So for that to freak me out, it's a big deal. So anyway, this guy was reaching for champagne glasses pretty high up, like you reach your arm up and you can't get it, like it's higher. I don't know how to explain that in a podcast.
Is this a real human or a spirit?
It's a real person.
Okay, yeah, so the guy was reaching really high for champagne glasses
and they weren't on the edge.
Okay.
And I was looking at the champagne glass and when he put his hand down, the champagne glass wasn't on the edge at all, maybe 2 inches in, 3 inches in.
Yeah.
And it just went off the edge and like tumbled through the air. And then the guy caught it with his fingers on the stem.
Oh my God.
And it was like watching, it was like a movie. It was insane.
Was it like in slow motion tumbling?
No, it was fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just like somebody knocked it off.
Somebody being the spirit knocked it off because there's no way it could have, like, I was watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he couldn't reach it and it wasn't close to the edge at all.
Did he freak out?
No, he denied that it was someone else there. I'm like, he's like, oh, I don't know. And he just went on and I'm like,
oh my God,
that was totally, there is someone there helping you. And I'm doing air quotes with my fingers.
Wow. Well, it also seems like you've had a lot of experiences with kind of decent ghosts.
Yeah.
So maybe that's another reason that you're not super, like, terrified, because they've been pretty good. You've seen them do some nice things.
I mean, I heard that it's like they are just, you know, energy, that they're just living their life in their time period, and we're living ours, and then sometimes the time periods
intersect
when there's a disruption.
Amazing.
So that's, if you think of it that way,
that's so cool. Wow. Do you have any other ones you want to share?
Oh, you like it. Oh, I thought I was telling too many.
No. It's great. We love hearing all of them. Yeah.
Oh, well, the hotel that I worked at, they also didn't want to tell people that they were haunted, even though it's like a known fact. And I think it's because they're worried about getting a lawsuit or something.
Okay. Can you sue for being haunted?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think it's...
I'm interested to find out.
Yeah. Well, the hotel, it's... I'll just say where it is, mm-hmm. and I won't say what it's called, and then...
Sure.
but it's on Broughton Street, which is, like, the main hub for shopping and whatnot, whatever. Yeah, I worked there, and the interesting thing is it's been a hotel since it opened,
mm-hmm.
and it opened in, it was like the first hotel, I think the 1830s, I want to say.
Okay.
But they renovated it a lot, and it was also just not in working order for like 30 years or something. Okay. It was just empty. There was a period of time, so it was always a hotel, but there was a period of time during the yellow fever epidemic that it was a hospital for a while. So... and it was really cold for some, like, Savannah doesn't get cold. I don't know if you guys know that, but it just doesn't ever, like, 60 is cold.
Mm-hmm.
So the ground was like frozen, and so they didn't have anywhere to bury the dead bodies.
Just for this particular winter or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they would, hack apart the bodies. And they just buried them under the floorboards.
Oh,
like,
no.
In the basement.
Of that hotel?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Are they still there?
I'm assuming. I mean...
Gross. Yeah. So then the hotel is haunted by the people that died of yellow fever and were hacked?
Yeah.
So. Wow. This is crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, this woman told me that she was sitting on her bed. Or sorry, she was asleep. And she felt somebody was sitting at the end of her bed,
mm-hmm.
and it was early in the morning. So she thought it was her cat at home, because at home her cats come up and sit at the end of her bed, and she just thought it was comforting. And and then she felt somebody like take her wrist, wrap her, and like, it felt like they were checking for a pulse.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So this is like maybe a nurse ghost or something.
Yeah.
I usually wrap up every podcast by asking my comedian, because it's Comedians with Ghost Stories, what is the scariest thing in comedy? It could be for you. It could be in the news. It could be,
how there's like so many men and like not very many women. I don't know.
I don't know. What's something that you're proud of, that you're working on or have put out, or what's something in comedy that you're proud of that you would like to plug and then tell people where they can find you online?
Let's see. I'm doing the roast beef show where I roast my friend Stephen Cohen, who's also a really funny comic, at V-Spot Organic.
Great.
You can find me on Instagram. I post videos that my mom hates. So you'll probably like them. It's Annie in the City _. Don't forget the _, I always say. And then I'm just Ann Van Epps on Facebook, V as in Victor, A-N space capital E-P-P-S. I just have to do that because people don't know. So
great. Well, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Sure. That was fun.
Thank you so much for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I really hope you liked it. I'm obsessed with these stories and these people. If you enjoyed it, you maybe should come to our live show. We're doing a live show of Comedians with Ghost Stories on Halloween night at 9:30 at Caveat. You can go to caveat.nyc to get a ticket. Also, if you enjoyed this, you can kick us a couple bucks. Just Venmo me at Emily-Winter. What that does is it helps pay for my Podomatic Pro account, which is a little pricey, and I need it for all the downloads. So thank you so much for supporting this podcast. I really do. Do appreciate it. You can find me, Emily Winter, at emilywintercomedy.com and on Instagram and Twitter at Emily McWinter. That's Emily MC Winter because my middle name is McKenna. Anyway, keep listening. I hope you liked it. And have a great day. Oh my gosh. That was a dumb ending. Okay, but like, okay. Thank you. Okay.